My name's Alex Webb. I'm here on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 30th of August 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you're from?
My name's Tom Gear. I was born the 19th of the 1st, 1986, and I'm from Kent.
So where did you first hear about the project?
Well, a friend of mine went for an audition and was telling me about it, and I think unfortunately he didn't manage to get on. I think he was going to do some impersonating, but didn't manage about it. And I came along just out of interest the other day and saw a green man and just thought, you know, that's a great thing to do. Mm-hmm. Bit of self-expression.
Yeah.
It's always needed.
Yeah. And well, I was going to ask you what inspired you to take part, but obviously I was just as a backup. But how do you feel just suddenly? What were your emotions when you...
Well, I think, you know, the first thing that crossed my mind is what am I going to do? And I guess being put in a spontaneous position of having to do this off the cuff could, you know, get some creativity going. My friends are outside at the moment and they're getting some costumes for me, I think. And, you know, we're going to try and come up with something a bit kind of original and, you know, spontaneous. There's not too much thought's gone into this, but, you know, could come up with something fairly unique. Who knows?
And what is that you're planning? You've got some brief ideas.
Got some brief ideas.
Could you explain them?
Of course, yeah. I think what I've just come up with a friend is that we're probably going to have some sort of stretch club. Mm-hmm. Up there. And a stretch club is a group of people after a hard kind of day's exercise, say skiing or snowboarding, they're feeling a bit stiff and they need to get together and kind of work off those pangs of tiredness and things like that. So a stretch club, I think, is something that most of Britain needs to do, and just to get those kind of shoulders moving if they've been sat in an office for too long. And it's just it's an inspirational thing to get people involved in, because I mean it's just going to make everyone a lot more limber, a lot more supple. Mm-hmm. And enjoy their day more fully, I think.
Yeah. And you said earlier, I mean, you mentioned that earlier, is it a business that you're working with, or
no? It's not really a business. It's just I mean, it's a more kind of
a
laid back yoga.
Okay.
If you know what I mean. It's just something that you can do with friends.
Yeah.
Have a bit of a stretch off. I like to have a mountain view if I'm snowboarding. I mean, and that's the best way to really unwind, I think.
Yeah. Who would you say you're doing this for?
I'd like to think that I'm doing this for England, actually.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of stressed people in England, and I think people need to alleviate that stress with a stretch, by getting together in groups. Maybe, you know, in the thousands, I'd like to think. I'd like to hope that by being on telly that people will get into their living rooms, watch me doing my stretches, see the look of enjoyment on my face and how relaxed I'm looking, and hope that those people in their living rooms and in Trafalgar Square will, you know, take part and, you know, limber up with me.
In
their lycra, yeah. If you fancy putting sweatbands on whilst I'm up there, then that's a good idea, I think.
Could you tell us a little bit about your background and where you're from, and what you know, what you do outside? You know.
Sure. I've recently moved back from Newcastle. I was at university there, and I did furniture and product design, and was part of a designers in residence program up there. But I've recently moved down because I started to fund that. I was working with a company called NeuroPartners, which specialises in giving support to people with head injuries. And because of that, I love the job. And I found a job in Kent, where I'm from, because I wanted to move home. And I've just started a new job working with a similar company, working with people who've got head injuries and supporting them. Mm-hmm. And getting them in, you know, motivated and ready to kind of take on a brand new day.
That must be really fulfilling. I mean, to design something or is there any reason why you specifically went into that field of
design and things like that?
Yeah.
Well, I think probably my dad's been an inspiration. He was a designer himself, and I'd always been creative at school, and I just liked making things with my hands. So furniture and products seemed the kind of alleyway that I'd go down. Because I like making that kind of thing, and at the moment I'm moving into things like jewellery making and silversmithing.
Could you explain some of the pieces you've made?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, one design that probably gets the best response is a double-bladed bread knife, which is basically two blades with a handle in the middle joining them together. So it's for people that don't, you know, like to waste time by cutting two pieces of toast at the same time. They can automatically have one slice of this bread, and then they've got two slices out of that, and just make a sandwich straight away. So it's.
You pitched that on Dragon's Den, then, right?
Well, actually, I don't know if you know Joseph. They're a company just around the corner. There's a possibility that that's going to be put into production. So that one's one that's. Is one of my favourites that I've done, and I like playing around with different materials, and I work with illustrators and things like that, and use patterns to put onto furniture, and I also design cutlery.
Yeah, that's great.
That's quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And where are you originally from, sorry?
I'm from Kent, Hawkhurst in Kent. Yeah.
And as a chap, like growing up, how was that? I mean, do you think I don't know if you've got some stories.
Well, I've been talking to friends today, and I've kind of realised that I am a bit of a country bumpkin, really, coming up here and the hustle and bustle of things. I find myself nearly being run over on several occasions, and I think being brought up in the country has definitely given me an affinity with nature and the countryside, and just getting out into the open air, which I guess is where things like Stretch Club come in, you know, doing a bit of kind of walking and that kind of thing. Stretch Club is needed when you're in the country, I think, and I recommend any people who do work in the countryside, farmers, all that kind of thing. You know, if you've got stiff necks from being on your tractor all day, then probably a Stretch Club is what's needed afterwards.
Yeah. And you say you snowboard as well.
Yes.
Whereabouts do you travel for that?
I've travelled to Switzerland. Is where I normally or have been snowboarding. And a group of us get together every year, university friends, and go off to France, and that's where Stretch Club was born, really. But yeah, that's something that's definitely a big passion of mine, is snowboarding and skiing and winter sports, really.
Yeah. And was that Stretch Club born out of you as a kind of group, or?
It was, yeah. I think it was probably a friend of mine, Tim. He is a big advocate of stretching, and has got some remarkable items of clothing that enable him to really stretch, such as kind of Lycra one pieces and that kind of thing. Right. So, I mean,
see.
you may well do. And I just hope that, you know, he is the founder, actually, I think, of Stretch Club. And I just hope to kind of do his pioneering efforts justice today and fill his shoes, really.
Have you got any hopes or fears what are you feeling right now about?
About being up there, I could injure myself by really getting into a stretch a bit too much. Who knows? I hope people like the idea, and I'd like to think that people will take away Stretch Club and use it to the best of their ability, really. I think if I'm booed, then that would be a fear, but I can't see Stretch as really offending too many people.
Have you ever performed or, you know, been part of a kind of event in a fine art context before?
I've exhibited in London and in Stockholm. Some of the furniture that I designed last year went into some of these shows, and I've done that kind of thing, and kind of promoted my work through these shows.
Yeah.
And just worked with different designers that were also on this residency scheme to promote British talent in design and that kind of thing, especially kind of young talent.
Yeah. And what would you say is, on a different note, most important in your life?
So most important? Friends, without a doubt. It's definitely, I think that's what life's all about, is, you know, the relationships you build with people and you know, just having a good time and allowing other people to have a good time as well.
Yeah. And if they had to describe you, how do you think they would?
Someone told me yesterday, a good friend of mine said that I was a dreamer.
A dreamer?
Yeah. So I guess I'd agree with that, actually. I'm often kind of cloud gazing.
Yeah. I guess it, yeah, if you're inventing, you know, ideas and you know, you're obviously constant, you know, thought mode, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, thanks a lot for the interview.
Pleasure. Thank you.